Gemarot, halachot of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara Gittin says, what happens in a case if there's no Kohen in the Bet Knesset? So the Gemara's language is, if there's no Kohen in the Bet Knesset, nitpareda habila, which means the rope and the knot is untied. What does that mean, the knot is untied? Normally we have a system, we send up Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Once the Kohen is not there, the whole system becomes unraveled. Now there's different ways of understanding this Gemara. La halakha, the Rambam, as well as the opinion of Rashi, agree that when it says that Paredah Habila means that the Levi loses his position. That normally the Levi goes up second. Now the Levi loses his position, and therefore he cannot go up second. And some want to even learn in that opinion that he doesn't go up even first. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn. And therefore, according to those people, he would send up three Yisraelim. Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. The Levi basically gets shut out. Other opinions, however, say no. That Paredah Habila means that the order, you can do whatever you want. You want to send up a Levi first, you want to send up Israel first, you can do as you wish. And the third opinion says, you can send up as you wish, but if the Israel is bigger than the Israel will go first, and if the Levi is bigger than the Israel, he would go first. Again, I told you, Lema'aseh, Shulchan Aruch holds like the first opinion, that the Levi loses his second spot. The question is, according to Shulchan Aruch, while he loses his second spot, can we give him Aliyat Kohen? Hakam David Yosef in the Halakha Berurah says that you can give the Levi the first spot. And therefore, in a case where there's no Kohen, you have two options. Either you could do Israel, 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 no problem. Or you could do Levi, Israel, Israel. That's an option as well. And Hakam David says you have a third option. You can do Yisrael, Yisrael, Levi. You can give the Levi even the third Aliyah, because he becomes like a Yisrael. That is the first halakha of the Paredah Habila. So again, the Hiddush over here is, one is allowed to send up the Levi even in the first spot. Even though we're usually accustomed in that case to send up three Yisraelim, he brings us a fix to Pekah. I just want to make one point. When you're sending up the Levi in the third spot for Yisrael, you have to make an announcement. And you say, Afal pi shehu Levi, Ya'amod Levi Yisrael. Just so they know exactly his status. The next question, which also happens, very common, is they send up, there's no Kohen. So they send up Yisrael to go up to the first Aliyah. And he says, Barichu et Hashem mevorach. All of a sudden the Kohen walks in. So the question is, at that point, can you tell the Kohen Bechavod? Halakha says, yes. As long as the Israel did not start the Beracha, as long as he did not say Baruch Atah Hashem, even if he said Baruch, Baruch, he didn't say anything. Bring the Kohen, bring him up, and the Israel stands next to the Sefer Torah. We don't want to embarrass him. We don't want to tell him to go back home. We tell him, sit, stand next to the Sefer Torah, and we give him Aliyat Shlishi. We're not going to tell him he shouldn't get an Aliyah. The poor guy, he was supposed to get the first Aliyah. So you let him stand there until he gets Aliyah Shlishi. Now the question then is, when the Kohen gets this Aliyah, does he have to say Barichu again? Because the first guy already said Barichu. Halakha says he does. Now once he gets the second Aliyah, he must repeat again Barichu a second time. Now that is the Halakha regarding if the Kohen walked in late. The next question is, let's say the Kohen's in the congregation, but he's already in the Shema Israel. He came right to the synagogue, so he's behind. Halakha says, if he's in the Kiryat Shema, we do not call him up to the Sefer Torah. We set up Israel instead. Even if they call him by his name, like the Ashkenazim do, Ya'amod, Abraham, Ben, doesn't matter. During the Kiryat Shema, the Halakha says, we do not call him up to the Sefer Torah. The Israel goes up in his stead. The last question that we have in Hilchot Sefer Torah today is, what about sending up a Kohen on a fast day who's not fasting? For example, it's Tani Tzibur. The Kohen's not fasting. Halakha says you cannot send them up. You can only send up a Kohen that is involved in the Ta'anit. So the question is, if let's say he's the only Kohen in the place, doesn't matter. If he's not fasting, you cannot send him up. In that case, it's proper to tell the Kohen to walk out. Even though he's not fasting, but the people don't know he's not fasting. So the people are going to think, hey, this guy over here must be not a Kohen. And they're going to question his lineage. So in that case over there, on the Ta'anit, we tell him to walk out. Otherwise, if he's fasting, of course he gets the Aliyah.